This episode is sponsored by It Ends With Us.
Based on the global best-selling phenomenon by Colleen Hoover, this captivating, faithful adaptation of the book is the movie of the summer.
Blake Lively stars as Lily Bloom, a woman embarking on a new life in Boston after overcoming a traumatic childhood. A chance meeting with the charming neurosurgeon Ryle sparks an intense connection, but as they fall in love, Lily begins to see sides of Ryle that remind her of her parents' problematic relationship.
When Lily's first love, Atlas, re-enters her life and her relationship with Ryle is upended, Lily realizes she must rely on her own strength to make an impossible choice for her future.
A Colleen Hoover book is always a good book, and I cannot wait to see this story brought to the screen. It Ends With Us is only in cinemas from August 9th.
This August, the best-selling phenomenon, It Ends With Us.
If you had a daughter, what would you say to her?
That captivated the world.
We all have an idea of what love can be.
Is now a movie that everyone's talking about and can't be missed.
15 seconds, that's all it takes to change everything.
Starring Blake Lively, It Ends With Us. Only in cinemas, August 9th.
Well, hello and welcome to Crappy Hour. I'm Ronnie, and look who's here. It's Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good, everybody. Welcome to Crappy Hour Live. It is July 29th. We're here to talk some Bravo trash. It's a little different today because we are doing this through YouTube Live instead of only Instagram Live. Now, the goal is to stream to Instagram Live. It looks like it's working, but the format makes us look little teeny tiny baby heads.
It looks great, by the way.
Oh, I just opened Instagram Live to read comments, and it's Amy Phillips putting on makeup and a wig. You know what? Okay. She's like, you know what? Come behind the scenes with me, Amy Phillips. Bravo impersonation extraordinaire lady.
This is very fun. We've sort of abandoned traditional Instagram Live because the past few weeks there have been massive tech issues on Instagram's part, not on our part. And rather than make everyone struggle with it for the sake of us growing an Instagram audience, it makes more sense to give you just a better show here on YouTube. So if you are watching on Instagram, be sure to switch on over to YouTube because you'll be able to interact with us a lot more because we'll be reading comments as this show goes on. And if you have questions, be sure to ask them in the comments and we'll do our best to, you know, answer questions.
Yes. So let's see here. Will you have the Love Island girls on your pod? No, I don't know. You know what? First of all, it's not like they've offered or we've contacted any of them. But I really feel like I would be an old person. I feel too old, basically, is my answer for that. I'd be like, hey, kids. So tell me, which guy do you think has the most Riz?
Do they even know what Bravo is? Do they even understand where Ariana comes from? It's like, fuck, Ariana's back. But they don't know who she is, right? Like, you cannot tell me that Leah has any idea what Vanderpump Rules is.
I feel like Ariana to them, like their Ariana is our Angela Lansbury. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
She's just from some old person show. You know, okay, so let's go over some stuff. And then, well, speaking, I guess this is kind of older news, but while we're waiting for people to join up and get on here and everything, we can talk a little bit about some Ariana news because Tom Sandoval, this happened after our last Crappy Hour, but Tom Sandoval, it came out that he was going to sue Ariana for looking at his phone.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that.
We may have talked about it. It's hard to know. Maybe we either talked about it on the podcast or maybe
once
we talked
every
about
two
it on
weeks.
Ryan Bailey's. It's hard to know where we talked about anything because these conversations happen so often. But I'm not sure that we talked about this on Crappy Hour. So let's go into it. Let's dive in. Why not? It's never too late to talk about Tom Sandoval.
Oh God. I'm about to go to battle with the ants. I'm living in this little like room under the house that I'm remodeling, and it's like camping, basically. Okay, yeah. So
I'm Tom living in a Sandoval, triple cloud.
It came out that Tom Sandoval is suing Ariana Madix because she looked at his phone and found the evidence that he was cheating. So I guess they were going to try and spin the revenge porn accusations into somehow her fault because she invaded his privacy or some shit. Well, the internet went completely cuckoo, cray cray, and that led to Tom deleting his Instagram and then coming out with this statement.
Late Tuesday afternoon, my attorney, Matt Garagos, sorry, but I couldn't afford Mark, whose advice I trusted, called me about the cross complaint in the lawsuit against myself and Ariana. He assured me that the action was customary and strictly preventative in these types of lawsuits and urged me to agree to it. The words new lawsuit or suing were not articulated to me. I should have done more of my due diligence on the matter. Upon realizing what this action actually means, I've removed Matt Garagos from my legal team, dudes. In no way am I suing Ariana. The action against Ariana brought on my behalf is being removed. I hold no ill will or vindictiveness towards Ariana. Now, by removing both the cross complaint and the attorney who recommended it, I hope to be able to get back on Instagram. Come on, I miss it. So that Ariana and I can both finally move on with our lives.
I think Ariana's moved on. She's the host of the number one show in the country. So I think she's moved on, Tom. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. But, you know, he tried it.
He did try it. You know, he poked the bear. And we're all like, no, we're still mad at you. If you were thinking there was an Ariana backlash, it's gone. Because I feel like there was a brewing Ariana backlash on Vanderpump Rules. We still do get, like, comments here and there on our Instagram or wherever that are like, I don't like Ariana. Or, like, she's bitter. She has to move on. Like there was, like... It seemed like some backlash was brewing over the course of Vanderpump Rules, but I do think that, like, Love Island being the big hit that it was, and it's like Ariana smiling and being the host of this big show, and everyone just, like, is loving this show, that, like, the backlash, whatever backlash that was brewing, I feel like it's now been fully negated by, like, good Love Island will.
Yeah. But you know what? He tried it. She was making a lot of Love Island money. He tried to get it. It failed. And, you know, I mean, it's much like his singing, but no. I'm sure he'll just keep getting on up there and giving it a go, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what's next.
Speaking of which, by the way, just to piggyback on this story very, very briefly, Sheena spoke to OK Magazine very recently, and she was like, well, I don't understand how Vanderpump Rules is going to go forward in this capacity. And she basically was like, well, I want all the girls to come back, but I don't know how we can go back with, like, with all the guys. Implying, basically, there's no way we can have Sandoval come back. And I don't know. I wonder if that lawsuit against Ariana may have been, like... That I wonder if Bravo will not look so kindly upon that. Maybe they might get rid of Sandoval, because it does seem like Ariana's, like, white hot. I think they're going to want to have Ariana come back. She's not going to want to come back. Why would she want to degrade herself by having to deal with Tom Sandoval more? So I would not be surprised if Bravo gave Sandoval the boot. What do you think? No. Did I just lose you? Have I just been talking into the void? Who's frozen? Is it me? Am I frozen or is Ronnie frozen?
I don't know. I can't tell, but I can tell you.
We're back.
Yeah. So I don't think they will fire Tom, nor do I think they should fire Tom. What I do think is Sheena is just kind of wishy-washing, riding all over the wind as usual, trying to be on the side of popular opinion and failing miserably literally every time. I mean, this time she was right because it was in live time. But as the thing came out, she's like, you know what I want? It's season of girl power. Girl power. I was like, a little late, animal. Okay. That was last season. And you and Lala both kind of shit that in the wind. You farted that one in the wind.
They shat it in the wind too. They put some turds in the wind.
He just pooped in the wind. Okay. It's like that Elton John song. So, you kind of fucked that up. It's too late for a season of girl power. But I do look for a season of Katie and Ariana roasting your ass for a year. I think that'll be really fun. Yes. Yeah, I think it'll be back. You know, who knows, really?
Who knows? But we can say, do you want to talk about this here or on the bonus episode, that we did actually go to something about her about a week ago. And I don't think we ever actually reported back to our listeners about our experience, but... I guess we'll talk about it here right now because I just started talking about it. But the long and the short of it, there's not much to say that hasn't already been said. But Anne was there and she was a delight and she was so sweet. She was like, oh my God, you guys. Oh my God, this is so exciting. And she like sat with us and we tried a whole bunch of sandwiches. And honestly, the sandwiches were pretty good. Actually, I would say they were really good. I really liked the sandwiches. That's something about her.
They were good. Yeah, we did talk about them on the show. The sandwiches were really good. Loved them. Loved the bread. I just love that there is somewhere that's not shying away from bread because I feel like a lot of places do. They weren't like, do you guys want a chickpea salad wrapped in lettuce? No, they were like, here's a chickpea salad with big, thick bread, bitch. You're going to like it. And I like that. All the girls who worked there, because it was all girls and they were all super adorable. The set was really cute. You know what? It was just a really nice experience. I will say to the gay guy next door, LOL, sorry that your life has turned into this, because this poor guy is paying $9 million to have a store or a gallery or whatever the hell it is in West Hollywood. And they have a sign in front that says, do not block our door, basic white girls, because we are the audience for something about her. Let's face it. It's all of us basic white girls and Seth Rogen who are going into something about her. And we were blocking the door. Ben and I blocked that door for a good solid 20 minutes. And guess what? I regret nothing, sir. You know why? You have air conditioning in there. And if squatting in homes is legal here, then squatting in your doorstep surely is legal. So you can save your muscled, dirty look for someone who gives a shit.
He was not happy with us. When he came out, at one point, we were, Ryan and I were literally standing in the doorway, and there's a little sign that says, please do not block the doorway, and we were standing right there. And he comes out at one point, and I was like, like he makes an audible noise, like, ugh, all these awful people blocking my store full of bonsai trees and marble figurines.
Yeah, that's what you get. That's your karma for trying to sell spiritual things for $500, like overpriced spiritual things. That's what you get. I'm stealing your air conditioning. Hope you had fun.
Yeah.
I know I did. So someone's saying, what was your favorite sandwich? Let's say, what was your favorite? I mean, we had a lot of them. I really liked the classic chickpea tuna salad because vegetarians eat chickpea salad instead of tuna salad. And it was actually quite good.
Yeah, I actually, there was like a Greek salad that was formed into a wrap, and I actually really enjoyed that quite a bit. And the other sandwiches I had, I liked them all. None of them stood out to me in the sense of like, oh my God, you have to get the Viola. Like they were all really good. They were all, they all were sort of different, but there were similarities. I don't know. I liked them all. And in fact, I took some sandwiches home. Some like sandwich halves. I could not believe how many I ate. Like I literally went through so many, and I had a sandwich 4 days later and it held up in the fridge, which I think is actually the most important part, that it did not become soggy and sad. It was just as good later. And so, yeah, it's actually a totally legitimate sandwich place. It probably is the best of the Vanderpump, you know, menus that's in that little empire.
Okay, let's move on because I'm bored with sandwiches. So let's go to Phaedra's coming back to Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know, we all kind of figured this was going to happen the second Candy left, but it didn't. It took a while. It took
Kenya
getting fired. They were like, we need to do something, anything, do anything. And they brought Phaedra back. So I think that could be pretty interesting. What say you?
Yeah. Well, no, it'll be great. My only concern is I'm just worried about like this herky jerky season where like Kenya will be on half of it and then Phaedra will come on half of it. Or are they just going to start up fresh when Phaedra arrives? You know, my theory, whenever there's like a cast change mid-season, someone gets fired, someone leaves, it's always like a weird vibe. But honestly, Atlanta has nowhere to go but up. I hope. God, I guess it could go down even further. But, you know, we'll have Phaedra, we'll have Portia, and we'll have Drew Sidora, which all you Drew heads out there, everyone who just loved her work in the past, well, she's back. So I don't know. I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic. The only thing that I'm worried about is that Phaedra's fatal flaw is that she just does not really put herself out there. It's like a lot of kind of like sort of generic responses like, ooh, yes.
Boiled egg. So, well, one of the best things about Phaedra is that she tries to not put herself out there, but people do not let her stay private because she's so obvious with everything she's doing, and they catch her anyway, and it's always really funny. I mean, her lying about how many months she was along because she didn't want her mother to find out that she had premarital sex was pretty hilarious, and that's classic Phaedra, you know? So I predict a lot more lying and a lot more getting called out for it. And I'm, absolutely, you know, that's really all you can ask for sometimes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there's that. In Saturn news, Apollo was arrested. So he's probably going back to the slammer at some point. Real Housewives of Atlanta alum Phaedra Parks' ex-husband Apollo Nida was arrested and charged with family violence battery over an alleged altercation with his wife. Now, listen, Apollo's very cute and good looking and all that good stuff. But we saw scenes of him chasing Phaedra around with a power drill in the garage. Never cute. And never believe someone when they come out with their, oh my God, everything's totally different now. I've totally found the Lord. Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. Don't believe
it.
People can change, but it's very difficult. And they usually don't. Let's face it. Christ.
The timing of Phaedra coming back and Apollo going, you know, getting arrested again, that is quite rich. Like, I feel like there has to be a conspiracy theory that links these two concepts together.
Just that he just, like, lost it hearing it, or what?
No, that Phaedra orchestrated her big return and making sure that like, Apollo wound up going back into the clink as soon as she arrived. You know, like, somehow she pulled the strings here and caused this to happen.
Oh my gosh. So then we have, let's see. Oh my gosh. Someone said, speaking of squatting, what do you guys think of Real Housewives of Orange County?
That's so good.
Speaking of squatting.
So good.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Gina is a monster. She is showing her true self right now this season, despite like her attempts to then like walk it back. Like, I just feel bad. I'm just going through stuff myself and I just feel bad. I shouldn't have said that. It's like, no, you don't feel bad because you then say it again in the confessionals and you're just an asshole and you're punching down. And you were in that position not too long ago, like a week ago. And now all of a sudden you're going to be a dick to Jen. I say down with Gina.
Yeah, down with Gina. Someone says, I like Gina on OC. Sorry, Ronnie. You don't have to be apologetic. Listen, I embrace everybody's right to be incorrect. So let's all, you know, proudly go forth. Mm-hmm. This, one of my favorite hypocrisy moments of the past couple of weeks was Teresa Giudice's Instagram post that you know was very serious because she posted it against an orange background.
It's never too soon. It's never too soon to get into the Halloween spirit. I mean, Teresa really, like, if you have to, like, compare people to different retail stores, Teresa is definitely spirit Halloween store, right?
But yes, yeah. Every time you think it's going to go out of business, it just opens next to another Sbarro. Like, every fucking time. Like, it should be gone. You're like, can these wigs get any worse? Surely it's gone now. But nope, it's back every single time. Do you have it open?
I do have it open, yes.
Well, let's read it.
Okay. I've been on The Real Housewives of New Jersey for the past 14 seasons, and during that time, I've seen and been a part of my fair shares of drama with my castmates.
Just point of correction, 13 seasons. I think there was one season where she was unavailable. Continue.
Yeah, what season are they on, actually?
No, I think they're on season 14, but I just seem to remember season 5. She seemed to be away. She seemed to be indisposed.
Well, what is happening off camera on social media is absolutely disgusting and is fueled by toxic peoples who are not affiliated with the shows or the cast and are only interested in promoting themselves by spreading their hate through false narratives and lies.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was like at my locker and she came up to me and she was like stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's like doubling and tripling and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
Now,
It's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. Oh my gosh, you're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the Witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new Dateline, and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. We know the six wives of Henry VIII as pawns in his hunt for a son, but their lives were so much more than just being the king's wives. I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. And we're the hosts of Wondery's podcast, Even the Royals. In each episode, we'll pull back the curtain on royal families, past and present, from all over the world to show you the darker side of what it means to be royalty.
We rarely see Henry VIII's wives in their own light, as women who used the tools available to them to hold on to power. Some women won the game, others lost. But they were all unexpected agents in their own stories.
Being a part of a royal family might seem enticing, but more often than not, it comes at the expense of everything else, like your freedom, your privacy, and sometimes even your head. Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Go deeper and get more to the story with Wondery's top history podcasts, including American Scandal, Legacy, and Black History for Real.
My name is Georgia King, and I am thrilled to be the host of And Away We Go, a brand new travel podcast on Wondery Plus, where we'll be whisked away on immersive adventures all around the world. Where we go, what we do, what we eat, drink, and listen to will all be up to my very special guests. We've got Ben Schwartz taking us on a whirlwind trip around Disneyland. We'll eat a bowl of life-changing pasta with Jimmy O Yang in Tuscany, Italy. And how do you feel about a spot of sugaring off with Emily Hampshire in Montreal? And Away We Go will immerse you in some of the wonders of the world.
We're going to be seeing some yellows and vibrant oranges.
And the shoes clicking against the cobblestone.
If you're looking to get somebody in the mood, have them look at the Chicago skyline.
You can listen to And Away We Go exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Georgia, do you know what joy sounds like?
I think I'm hearing it right now.
So this isn't against one of the other housewives. This is the bloggers, I guess. This is like Melissa's old nose and yes, then like Melissa's briefcase or whatever those ladies are called.
Melissa's walking stick. Yeah.
Joe Gorga's left nut. All right.
John Fuda's EpiPen.
Rachel Fuda's style. So what is happening off camera today in social media is absolutely disgusting and is fueled by toxic people. Oh, we already did that one. It has affected all of us on the cast and our families. They are attacking our children, going after our businesses, and it's turning something that is supposed to be entertainment into something very dark and toxic today.
This hate and toxicity has to stop. Blink, blink, blink. I am asking everyone to stop engaging in any negativity towards my cast members and all of our families. Enough is enough.
Taylor Armstrong enough. Love, 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 Teresa.
Yeah.
It's like, why don't you just come on holding a baseball bat asking for peace? That's what I want. I want Teresa just holding a bat. Like,
you better be peaceful. I mean it.
Now, I mean, I think it's like, isn't the belief that it was Teresa and Jen who hired Melissa's old nose and gave her the screeners and yada, yada, yada? Aren't they like, isn't that the thing? And it seems almost like Teresa is putting this out to be like, no, I'm not part of this at all. I am horrified that these things are happening with people who are bloggers, who are digging up dirt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it's so beautiful. it's a beautiful thing.
Well, Melissa Gorga did actually say, she said there were two people on the cast who hired bloggers. So I think that she's heavily, heavily implying it's Teresa and what's her face, Jen. But you know, there's two sides of this war going on right now, and it's hard to know who is telling the truth about anything.
Well, the hiring of the bloggers is the weird thing. I don't know that they hire them. I think all the housewives make friends with them so that they can get good press or whatever. Like when we see the scenes, you see a bunch of the Instagram accounts and stuff like that. They're always, you know, like Margaret's friends with the Behind the Velvet Rope guy. And yeah, I mean, I'm sure they all kind of do it to some degree, you know. But whatever. They just all got caught. You know, the whole show is doing it. The problem is they're blaming each other for it when they're all kind of doing it. And March is guilty, I think, of that shit, too. I think the ones who just recently got caught are Melissa and Teresa. But it's the hypocrisy. But I have to say, mostly the shows, when they engage in this kind of hypocrisy, makes me crazy. But I think it's so funny on this one because they just all get caught over and over. And it just gets worse and worse. And it should be harder to watch. But it's literally so fun. I think I laughed last night harder than I have at a Housewives show in a long time.
Yeah, last night's episode of New Jersey was hilarious. For a show that is like in the danger zone, is about to get rebooted and all that stuff, it was, they literally put on just a funny episode.
So like funny.
Old school Roni levels of comedy. I mean, when Margaret was like, how dare she have a party to talk shit about me? It's like, well, I don't think it's a dinner party. She's not even serving food, even worse. Like, that was just like so classic to me.
Susie is saying, did you guys see the Watch What Happens Live with Melissa? Andy referenced the convo she had with Ben on her podcast.
Really? I haven't watched
it
yet.
There you go. You better go make a clip.
You did?
I guess. That's what it says here.
Wow, that's very cool.
So how was that, Ben? How was it going on Melissa's podcast?
It was super fun. You know, she was really nice. Although our experience across the board has been that whenever we have met or talked with anyone on Bravo, they've always been super friendly. So there's nothing surprising there. But she was very friendly. We talked about like New Jersey. I told her that like my favorite version of Melissa Gorga was the version of her that's like, fuck you. You know, like I feel like she showed that on the reunion last year. And I like that. And I would have liked to have seen more of that this season. And she did say, we talked about the reunion or the show and all that stuff. And she did say that like last year's reunion, this whatever season it was, season 13, that reunion, she said that was most likely the last time she and Teresa will share a reunion stage together, considering that there's no reunion this year. So it sort of implies that at least one of them won't be on the show going forward. I don't know if that's what she meant, but that's what it definitely implied. So I was like, ooh, that was a juicy little morsel she dropped there. But yeah, she was super like friendly about Watch What Crappens. And she's like, you know, you guys like make fun of us, but like for some reason, like I don't get mad. It's like I giggle. Like I just like listen and like I giggle. It's just like so funny the way you guys do it. Like, how do you do that? How do you make fun of people? And at first I was like, going on the show, I was like a little like, this is gonna be awkward because, you know, even though you've said so much shit about her, but I've also said shit about her too. And I was like, this is going to be weird. But then I was like, you know what? There's absolutely nothing that the two of us have said that could be any worse than what she hears from her own cast members. Like the stuff that they say about each other to each other's face is so horrific that nothing that like two podcasters just trying to make each other laugh could say could ever really be as bad. And like, once I remembered that, I was like, okay, this will probably be like a fun time.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So speaking of everything you're just talking about, it did come out apparently on Andy's show. He said something like it's getting a full reboot. He said the show is going to have all fresh faces, new season. And then People Magazine's Dave Quinn, who's still with us, you know, we're always looking for Dave Quinn because he disappeared on the social. So it's good to see Dave Quinn writing this. Or is it Dave Quinn? But someone who claims to be Dave Quinn wrote this Melissa's article. Old nose.
Dave Quinn's old nose.
Melissa's old Dave Quinn. It says, here's the truth. This is his article for People Magazine, otherwise known as My Mother's Shakespeare. She loves this shit. So Bravo fans were buzzing Monday, July 29th, when Real Housewives of Jersey exec producer Andy Cohen said on his show, the series could have old, fresh faces for season 15, but don't go counting out the show's long-time cast just yet. A source close to production tells People that despite Cohen's comments and the status of the show's much-divided cast, the future of the show is up in the air. Quote, nothing has been decided yet, unquote, the insider said.
Well, you know what? All I've got to say is the door is open for Laura, okay? Every court reporter's got her dream, and this is your moment, Laura. Step on in.
Every short court reporter has her day. I am so oddly lit right now. I have the window open, and it's reflecting off of my mouse pad. Look at me. I look satanic.
You look like you're doing the sleepover thing you do where you hold a flash up and flashlight up on your face. You're like, look at me. I'm a monster.
Especially with that voice, huh? And a spokesperson from Bravo said.
Okay, well, Ronnie, what do you think? Who's staying? Who's going? Are they going to wipe the entire slate clean? Or do you think some people are going to stay? What do you think it's going to be?
I have a feeling they're not going to get rid of all the horrible people. I don't think they're going to pick one side or the other. My feelings are telling me that they're just going to do a regular casting where they cast maybe three or four people, and just get rid of, I think they'll get rid of the Fudas. I think they'll get rid of who else?
I think maybe the Fudas are going to stay.
Because Andy really visibly hates Jen Aiden's ass. Like, whenever she's on, of course, she doesn't make it easy when she goes on Watch What Happens Live. You know, she makes it really difficult. He's like, so Jen, reading the cue card here, it says you're sick of people saying you're on Ozempic. And she's like, yeah, Andy,
baby. Okay, here's the thing, guys. Everybody says I'm on Ozempic, right? But I said, nah, I'm on Majorna, am I right? Not hilarious,
and it's like she's just too much, and she's like trying it too hard, and he just looks like he wants to fucking kill her. But it's been like that for years, and she keeps returning, and she's pretty entertaining on the show. So I don't know, but I would guess maybe her, and maybe he'll get rid of one other person, but I just don't see him getting rid of Teresa. I think he would have to choose between Melissa and Teresa, right?
I think, I agree. I think Rachel Fuda is going to stay, strangely enough. I feel like when these things happen, Bravo always keeps someone random. Like, there's, you know, Bravo sometimes does something really weird. Like when they brought back Lydia on OC, which is actually something I supported. I feel like Lydia's an underrated housewife, but like she kind of flopped both times, that, you know, regardless of that. And like, you know, with Atlanta, they got rid of a bunch of people, but they kept Drew Sidora, you know? It's like weird things like that. So
got fame. She's got actual fame, and she's newer. So I think they'll keep someone newer. I think they'll keep Danielle. But finish your sentence, because God knows, God forbid you finish one.
Well, I was gonna say that. Like, I think that I think they'll keep one of the new people, but because they're not as entrenched in the toxicity that has taken over the cast allegedly. I think that like Danielle got into that fight. And I don't think that Bravo likes that. So I feel like
she's so funny.
She is. But I think that Fuda is going to sort of inexplicably come back. And Dolores, I think, would stay, because Dolores is so neutral. She's beloved. And she's one of the few housewives that people love. And she does very little. You know, like she's just like a kind person. She's even keeled. When she gets mad, she gets mad. But she's not like, she's not clamoring for the spotlight, but we all love her because she's just Dolores. So I believe Dolores could stay. And I think that Teresa will stay. I think that
Teresa will stay.
Such a big star for Bravo, like such a big star inexplicably, that like if Bravo has to pick sides, they're going to choose Teresa.
I think that, yeah, they're going to pick sides. They're going to take Teresa and get rid of Melissa, because Louis is just such a disaster. This whole marriage, you know, Bravo loves a good train wreck. They've caught Teresa's entire train wreck of an adult life, and I think they are going to keep it on here because Louis's just nuts. Like, we all need to see what's going to happen with Louis. The man's just a disaster waiting to happen. So I agree. We'll see. We'll see next year. What are you putting comments up on here? That's so neat that you could do that. Get rid of Jennifer, but please keep Olivia, says Jano.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think so.
Taylor Swift, here I come, baby.
She is so, Olivia just gets better and better. Honestly, Jennifer Aiden gets better every year to me. I hate to admit it. When Jennifer Aiden first showed up on the scene, she was like just so wretched and so terrible. And she still is really terrible, but she's just become funnier and funnier. And like, she seems to just be relishing this role that she's created for herself. And she's getting campier. And gosh, I think Jennifer Aiden would be a good one to keep. But I think that she was part of that fight. Andy doesn't like her. I think she's going to go.
Okay. Well, That's a shame. It's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame.
I've got so many windows open right now. It's like, okay, time for the next story, but I couldn't find one. Okay, so here's one. Oh, God. Homes.com eye candy. Get out of here, you stupid ad. And let me read my OK Magazine. According to OK Magazine and every other important news source on the internet, it's over. Mauricio Umansky spotted locking lips with mystery woman. His relationship with Kyle Richards is officially done. Well, first of all, it's been done.
I mean,
and second, Kyle totally called those paps to catch Mo so she would have a storyline. What do you think? What say you?
I mean, who knows? Maybe he called them, you know, at this point. Like, he loves that.
Like, sometimes you got to love the publicity. Am I right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes a man like comes home from the airport and like the best thing to have waiting for you, you know, you could have maybe a family, but also like a young Russian actor. That's even better.
Russian actor. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. And so upsetting.
Can make us laugh every single time.
Every time. Camille Grammer, you did it.
Yeah, so that was her thing. And then there's people are trying to make stories out of this. Kyle and Mauricio are in financial trouble, everybody. According to the Daily Mail, which, as we all know, extremely serious stuff going on over there. Kyle Richards and Mauricio Umansky's money woes mount amid split after being hit with a $6,000 state lien. Wait, that's adding to real estate moguls $31,000 in unpaid. $31,000? You know they're worth over $100 million, right?
You know, one of them is on the Top Bravo show and the other is on a show on Netflix. You know that $31,000, that's how much they spend on Porsche's socks, okay? Like, this is nothing for them.
Yeah, they'll be fine, guys. Everybody calm down over there. Okay?
That's a sad
one. Everybody just calm down.
You know, speaking of this corner of the Bravo world, one thing that I really enjoyed was last week, during Sutton's fashion show, right? Kathy Hilton just was fully standing on the runway during a fashion show, and a model had to actively push her out of the way to get by. It was like, good old Kathy. I'm looking forward to having more Kathy.
And then Kathy called the model an F word and demanded Michael Jackson be played.
And she called up the quote unquote the lady to pick her up and drive her home.
So let's see here. Okay, the biggest piece of news, I think, is that one of our requests to the universe, you know what? I really need to start requesting bigger things from the universe, because it's been like, we've been on a roll, I think, on this show. But we just in our last one of our last recaps last week, we were saying, the Love Island recap, we were saying, you know, Peacock's really going to lean into this Love Island thing because it does so well, and they're going to do like a Bravo Love Island type thing, and they're doing it. It was announced, you know, a couple days later that they are doing that. Peacock sets, this is also by Dave Quinn, supposedly at People Magazine. Peacock sets Real Housewives dating show spinoff with Luann de Lesseps, Giselle Bryant, and more.
Yeah, Ashley Darby is also part of this cast. And they're going to be.
Can I just point out that Ashley is still married to Michael? Okay, just I don't know if anybody over there has gotten the notes or what, but she's still married, guys. So.
Also, like, where is Larsa Pippen on this list? BT dubs.
Oh, we'll get to her. We've got
we'll
some
get to her.
Oh, just you wait, Larsa.
Oh,
Higgins.
Just you wait, Larsa Pippins. So, Ashley Darby. Yeah. So it's gonna be the working title is Love Hotel, which may be a little traumatic for Luann, considering that she had a terrible mishap at a hotel in Palm Beach one time. But Love
Hotel.
Let's just
hope they specify the room. Like, let's just hope there's not room numbers, but names. Like, put names on the rooms.
Yeah, and it's Luann, Shannon, you said this, who is in it, but it's going to be in Cabo San Lucas, and I guess it's going to be, I imagine it's going to be sort of like F-Boy Island, maybe, but it's going to be with these women, which I think is great. I would love to see it. I feel like I'm not actually so compelled to watch Ashley Darby date, because Ashley Darby is actually Vanderpump Rules age. So like we see, like we've watched The Valley, we watched these shows, we've seen that. I like watching the women who are in their late 40s or in their 50s dating. And that's what I want to see more of for this cast.
Shannon's going to be pretty funny watching dates. Giselle, you know, Giselle fakes it so much. I guess everybody on reality TV has a little bit of fakeness to them. Luann's just going to fuck everybody. I mean,
Luann will go.
I don't know. I don't even know if you can call it a dating show with Luann. It's just a fucking show. I mean, Luann's just going to go on there and literally fuck all the cameramen. Luann, by the way, is cracked out of her mind lately. Have you seen any of these clips of Luann? Like,
yes,
she literally cracked out.
She was just on, I saw her on a variety of different shows. So she's been doing like a little press tour. And
well, she was on Danny Smellegrino, you know, who we love, obviously. And people have been like, oh my God, listen. So I watched some clips from that. It's, she's nuts. And then she was on another girl recently and she's like, oh yeah, Bethany, yeah, fuck her. And the girl was like, do you think that Bethany's using her daughter to get to you? She's like, yeah, yeah, she is. Her daughters are lovely. Lovely woman, by the way, but fuck Bethany. Yeah, she's like in a pink crop top, like a pink crop top satin dress, like ball gown or something, chain smoking. I mean, she's...
because Bethany ambushed Luann for this photo, which I think maybe we talked. This may have happened on the last.
Yeah, we talked about that a little. But go ahead, remind.
No, but it's just like Bethany ambushed Luann for this photo, and so they took a photo together. It looked like, oh, it looks like everything's good between the two of them, and then Luann went on. Podcast, friend of the podcast, and said, it was like, yeah, well, I was ambushed by Bethany. I mean, what are you supposed to do when you're a cabaret star? You have so many fans. One moment, it's a child from the middle of the country. The next is Bethany Frankel. You can't tell them apart.
Well, what are you supposed to do when you see Yoda coming at you with a little girl who wants her autograph? Turn it away?
Yeah, I was trying to look up the podcast that she did. Oh, so it was Sauce. What was it called? Sauce on the Side, with a friend of the podcast, Baby Hot Sauce, Meta Gandhi.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, so that was that. She's nuts. Cannot wait to watch that show. I think it's going to be so good. We will be there for every episode. Oh, don't you worry.
Yeah, that would be great.
I said we would get to Larsa Pippen, and oh, will we? So, did you know that Real Housewives of Miami isn't even filming? That is...
Isn't this the wildest thing? How is this happening?
Well, their ratings were... I think 5 people watched, including us. Now, I think it's because they did the whole Peacock thing. They put the show on Peacock. They grew an audience there, and then they showed the entire thing on Bravo and then put a new season out right when that was done. So I think it was just overload maybe for people. I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. I don't want to make excuses for things just because I like them, but it's not the show's fault. It's everyone else's fault because I love that show. But for whatever reason, I think 5 people watch the whole season. So they're probably trying to retool. The rumors are that Gertie is out. And who else did we say was out? It was a couple months ago.
I don't know who else is out. I actually feel like I've not heard any casting news. I mean, I'm not surprised if Gertie is out. I mean, obviously she was a big part of last season because she was really going through, you know, her cancer, and that was captivating. But she was sort of, when it wasn't about the cancer, she was kind of like fading into the background already going into that season. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I do not like that, but that was announced a while ago. So I thought since they had announced some casting stuff, which was that Gertie was out and that Kiki was now going to be a full-time housewife, I thought that that meant they were filming, but apparently they have not been filming because Larsa just announced to Nichelle Turner, hey girl, love you.
Hey, Nichelle.
That she is going to be back. So they were interviewing her, and she has broken up with Marcus Jordan yet again, you guys.
Oh my God.
You know what I was thinking today? This is so random. I guess it's not random because I talk about Bravo all day long and she's on here. But I was thinking today when I was taking a shower, I was like, wow, she's got so much money. Like, I wonder how much money she got in that Scottie Pippen divorce. But then if she's really rich, then why was she advertising for butthole bleach on her Instagram a few months or like a little bit before Real Housewives of Miami came back? Why? Why? Why do you need to do that? Do you think it was just like bragging? Like, look, everybody, I got a butthole bleach account.
Sometimes it's just that the high of being an influencer, you just can't turn it away.
Okay, I'm sorry, everyone. No one needed to hear that. Okay, so, oh my gosh, here comes my question. Face. Look, here's half my disappeared face.
Ronnie is slowly... the sun is coming to pulverize Ronnie. I guess it wouldn't be pulverizing, but like, okay.
Melting. Would you get my waddle? Hold on, let me just like get my waddle. I'm going to put my waddle in.
Ronnie, you look like you're being Xeroxed.
Oh, good. I'm gonna melt off my waddle here on Crappy Hour Live.
Is it possible that the reason why Miami hasn't started yet is they need to like pace out some of their content a little bit? Like maybe if they have like too many shows in production, they're just gonna have too many shows on at the same time. Like maybe they're pushing production so that way they can have something like they can have it launch at a window that's better for it. That's my hope, because I think like I just don't understand why this magnificent show is not being, like, cameras are not on these women at all times. We're missing all the Alexia and Todd stuff. This would be such an amazing divorce to see Alexia having her meltdowns, to see Lisa still trying to like one up her. And you know, Alexia would be like, okay, Lisa, I know you're trying to make this about you right now, but this is about me. I'm the star right now, and I'm the one who's getting divorced. Okay, because this is about me and Todd.
Yeah, it's me and Todd. Well, they were interviewing this chick, and they said, are you and Jordan on or off these days? And she goes, I think like it's like off. I mean, like it's off. Like it is off. Like it is. Like I feel like I'm good. Like I'm good. I feel like I'm like good. Because like it's like a different time now. And like it's my birthday here, guys. It's my birthday here. It's your birthday here. The fuck are you talking? What the fuck are you talking about? I kind of love that bimbo, Larsa. Larsa become like such a lovable idiot? Because her first seasons on Miami, she was not lovable. She was satanic. Vile. She was literally satanic. I started going to church watching that first season. I was like, I love, you know, like I need Jesus every day to fight Satan. You know, she was that bad.
Oh, this just in from the Alexa News Network. Alexa News Network. Okay, this just comes in from our correspondent, Amanda. Amanda reports to Alexia News Network that Peter, he has an OnlyFans. Is this true? Peter has an OnlyFans. I don't know if I can. That's.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he announced it. And let me see. I'm going to open the Reddit link, my good old trusty Reddit, my little love, the love of my life. It said, just found Peter's IG, and linked in his bio is an IG called PDWeedy420. And in the PDWeedy420's bio, he has an OnlyFans link. Look at his bio. Okay, so then I'm going to look at the bio of PDWeedy. And it says, I'm Petey. It says, I'm Petey, and my cock is huge.
That's good branding.
I like that he's not wasting any time in that bio, you know?
I have to say, first of all, I do not want to watch Peter on OnlyFans. Second of all, I do want to address something, which is that last week we mentioned that Kendall had a leak. And then since then, Rob has had a leak. And then since then, Kendall's had like 25 more leaks. And
sorry, what does that mean? What does a leak mean?
A leak means like the nudes were leaked, like videos, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just mentioning this because we're talking about OnlyFans. So here's the thing. I feel like I felt bad for Kendall because Kendall was like the nice dork or whatever. And like, oh no, it got leaked, which, you know, actually any amount of leaks is, you know, I do feel bad. But he has so many of these videos, Kendall does. It's like ridiculous. And by the way, both Kendall and both Rob are just spreading their cheeks right there to whoever's on the other end of that FaceTime. But Kendall has so many, and I've seen them now. And in each one, he's like this, oh, yeah, oh, fuck. I'm like, oh, my God, of course he's like this. Of course. Be quiet, Kendall. You're even extra in your freaking, like, jerk-off videos.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know about that because it's so weird because we're in, like, such an open time sexually where everybody's, like, free to do this and free to talk about this and everyone has an OnlyFans and everyone's, like, super, like, yeah, I'm spreading my butt cheeks online. But then if we talk about it, sometimes people are like, yeah, but you're talking about revenge porn, which is really bad, so don't mention it. So I'm not really sure. It's weird, right? It's like one of the most sexually free time. Well, obviously, revenge porn is bad. I'm not suggesting it's not. And I get that it's not the same thing. It's just weird that there's still so much shame attached to sex at all. and out.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, you know what I'm exactly. Well, because
I don't know how to phrase it into
terms.
Words that makes it sound acceptable. It just seems like kind of a conflict to me.
You want to like have it on your own terms. But that being said,
right.
I remember during the Love Island challenge when they were like,
I understand consent, everybody. Like, I understand. Don't think I'm saying that like it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's weird that there's shame attached, that people can attach so much shame to something that everyone is also showing so much pride for. But also stop leaking people's personal porn videos. It's so fucking weird. It's such a weird move. You know, attack someone's personality, not their penis. Okay. Sorry, Ben. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say they are also the Love Island people are really lighting up social media. You know, Leah was on Call Her Daddy, Rob was on Call Her Daddy, and she basically confronted Rob with like all sorts of stuff and asked Rob, would you want to get back with Andrea? And he was like, I think I'd want to have like some distance from her. She's been like posting about me like a lot. So I think I want like some distance. I was like, yeah, of course she's been posting about you a lot because you sold her the story that you guys were like in love and that she was the one. And she's probably posting all this stuff being like, oh my God, I love Rob. And then
no,
he comes
I'm
out
sorry.
Like, whoa.
That's well, I'm sorry. Crazy. Like Rob is a douchebag and all that. And I did see that interview and I did think it was a little shitty of him at first. But then I was like, well, what is she posting? So I looked up and it is a little creepy. She like came out of there and she's like, oh my God, we're like so yeah, here's what I feel about Rob. She's like having all these lives answering questions. And then she had like his friends on to like ask to go into his house and stuff. Like it was a lot. It was too much. Like you've known each other 4 days. You know what I mean? You
yeah,
need to calm down.
Listen, I will. I didn't watch her videos.
Also, if you don't think she's crazy, look at her eyebrows. She has crazy person eyebrows. Okay.
I am totally open to the fact that it was too much on her part, but I also feel like Rob is so full of shit. And like, I also feel like he is the type that just like sells people on the dream. And then he's like, whoa, they're crazy. They have this dream now. So fuck him. And then Leah, I think the big thing that came out with Leah was, I only saw clips, but Leah's clips on that podcast were hilarious. When she said at one point, she's like, I know I'm stupid, but I'm not dumb. That was kind of like an amazing line. And the big thing is that she, like, what's her face, asked her if she dated Kanye West. And Leah was very like evasive and like jokey and laughy and like, oh, next question, please. So that's like the big gossip that came out of Love Island, I feel like, this week.
Well, a lot of butt cheeks being spread. So there's
butt
that.
Cheeks.
What do you think about taking some questions? Should we read through some comments here and look at some questions? What would you like to do today?
Yeah. And you know, we're going to try something. Okay. We'll take some questions from the audience, but we're going to try something. I'm going to put up a link. And I think if you join the link with like your webcam or something, no ass cheeks, please. I think we can bring you up onto the stage with us. So we're going to try it out. I'm going to put it in the comments. Let's see if this works. I don't know. Is this the best place to put it in the comments? We'll see.
I guess. Yeah, let's see. So for those of you, I don't know. Let's just see how it goes. Maybe we'll cut this out. If we do cut this out, bye everybody who's listening.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Stroll in the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.